Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got a story out of Washington State. As you imagine, it's covered by KIRO television, sometimes called Cairo by the locals. Everett police say porch pirates are using fake Amazon uniforms to steal packages. And you know that crime has stepped its game up when they wear official uniforms to commit the crimes. Of course, they don't have permission to do that. But Ryan Sims of Cairo 7, K-I-R-O, wrote the article. As online purchases surge amid national coronavirus worries, Everett police said thieves were resorting to unusual tactics to steal packages and gifts. Joshua McFall is one of the most recent victims. He said it's gross. It's a gross feeling knowing that we've been robbed in daylight with people home. His security system video caught a brazen bandit in action. In less than a minute, the thief not only snagged his gifts, but also stole his sense of safety. We have to make sure the doors are locked. Now it makes me mad that we have to lock down, he told Cairo 7. This holiday season, there's plenty of outrage to go around. According to one study, 17% of Black Friday shoppers eventually had one of their packages stolen. That's pushing one in five. 17% of Black Friday shoppers had one of their packages stolen. Additionally, the same study concluded that 45% of Americans have now been the victim of porch pirates. That is somebody coming up on your property and stealing something left on your porch by the delivery man. Now, what's really strange, I mentioned a couple months ago that I had a delivery that was sent to me by Amazon, and they actually sent me a photograph and said, here you go, congratulations, you know, we delivered it. And I looked at the photograph, and it was somebody else's front porch. And it wasn't a stock photo. And the reason I know this is my next-door neighbor walked over and said, hey, Steve, I think this is yours. I go, why is it? And he goes, your name is on it. And the guy just delivered it next door. But the funny thing is that I looked at the photo, I go, is that your front door? And he goes, yeah. And I had never, the way his house is situated, when I walk over, it puts me in a side yard. So I've never actually walked up to his front door before. So it was news to me. In the process, the police of Everett said that crooks are getting extra creative in their crimes. Detectives said they've seen a spike in thieves masquerading as delivery drivers complete with fake uniforms. Usually, if somebody's delivering a package, they're putting a package down and walking away empty-handed, says Detective Danny Rebellos of Everett Police. So that might be a clue that the person's not actually a UPS driver, is that they're picking stuff up and taking it away. And also, I doubt that they've got a UPS truck. But to add to the confusion, lately I've seen people using other vehicles to deliver packages. Now, they do usually look commercial in nature, but they don't always have the signage. So everyone knows the UPS trucks are the big brown trucks, and there are also Amazon Prime vans now going around. And those are often, I think, dark blue, and they'll often say Prime on the side. But not too long ago, I ordered a case of books, big heavy box, came from New York, and I was expecting the package. And all of a sudden I hear this, you know, beep, beep, beep out in my front yard. And I look, and there's a truck backing up my driveway, and it's simply a Ryder rental truck. And I suspect that due to the huge volume of traffic right now that the shippers are having, I don't remember if it was UPS or FedEx, but it was a commercial shipper, not a U.S. Postal Service. And the guy gets out, and, you know, he's got the scanner thing. He hands me the box. Congratulations. There you go. Thank you very much. And but it was not a marked vehicle. So I guess the question is to see what kind of vehicle they're going to when they pick up the package and take it from your house. In McFall's case, the man at the top of the story, there have also been more reports of thieves following after delivery trucks. The suspect drove by slow, and then she drove by again like she was making little loops. And I did a story, I think about a year ago, in Michigan, I think in Macomb County someplace. There was somebody who got busted, and they were literally following a UPS truck. And so the UPS truck would make a stop, drop something off, and head down the street. And the guy would run out, grab the thing, get back in, and just keep following. And he was following his truck around. And so when they caught him, you know, they recovered a lot of the stuff, and they figured out the guy was literally just following a UPS truck around. So police stress that people should schedule package deliveries when they can and try to do it when they'll be home. Nowadays, more people are at home, so with more people working from home, police also said it's a good time to enlist neighbors' help to watch out for package theft. So, yeah, watch out for your neighbors. Keep your eyes peeled, as they say. You see anything suspicious, make a note of it, and, you know, check up on stuff, you know. And there have been many occasions where I've seen somebody in the area that doesn't look like they belong there. Nothing wrong with walking over and saying, hey, how you doing? Can I help you? Once in a while, you'll get some pushback on that. I just live right there. I was curious. Maybe you need some help. I'm going to offer you some help. You know, guy's got a stack of Amazon Prime boxes in the back of the seat of his car. He's waiting for UPS guy to drop off some more stuff. But I'm not sure how widespread this is, okay? One TV station in Washington is reporting that they've seen people wearing what appear to be uniforms. And as you can imagine, to look like a UPS driver, you just got to go out and buy a outfit that's that brown. What can brown do for you? And so if you dress the color, you might blend in and get away with it on some level. But they need to crack down on this. And I know that some states, and I believe even Michigan has, have passed laws making this a step up from a typical theft. So generally speaking, at law, if you look up in the penal code in most states, when you steal something, there's a couple factors that play into it. And one is, how much is the thing worth that you stole? And the second is, in the manner in which you stole it. For instance, did you take it from a person? Did you take it from a person with force or threat of force? Or did you take it from private property that's not yours? And there's all these different things that play into that. So for instance, if I take it from a person, that might be a form of robbery. If I take it from just sitting on the ground, that is probably a form of theft. But the real thing here is, and this is why they should escalate these crimes, and they should actually have them with more severe penalties, is for someone to steal a package off your porch, they trespass to do it. They're coming onto your property without your permission, and you would not grant them permission if you knew what they're going to do. They come onto your property, they trespass, and then they steal something. Now, the fact that many states have got these limitations on, well, if it's under $500, it's this. If it's over $500, it's that. I really think they need to lower the values on these also. I don't think it matters how much it was that they stole. They don't know what they're stealing. That's the whole point. The point is they walk up and there's a box and they grab the box and they run off with it. And so they're not targeting the box because they think the value is above or below a certain cutoff point. Box could be worth thousands of dollars. Box could be worth $12. We've all done that before. You order something off Amazon, they send you a box that's big and you open it up as a set of earbuds. But I think that this is a great example of one where they need to actually have harsher penalties for this. Because think about this from the cost of how much it will cost for businesses and people to adapt, to work around people who are doing this. And it's better to impose that cost on the people who are causing the problems. And you impose it on them by, when you catch one of them, you throw them in jail. You throw them in jail for longer than you would have if they'd simply stolen something from a public space that wasn't theirs. Instead, you say, but you did something very, very bad here. You trespassed and stole something and you didn't know what it was. You know, so it's a bad thing. But Everett police say porch pirates are using fake Amazon uniforms to steal packages, but also, I suppose, UPS uniforms would be hard to do, like I said. Just dress up in that that brown tone, and you might be able to get away with it. From Everett, Washington, KIRO 7 News, or they sometimes call it Cairo. Ryan Sims wrote it, and Caleb sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The pain of discipline is nothing like the pain of disappointment.